Walter Grabowski is gonna share with us.
Good morning. Well, Albert answered, I think, maybe two questions for me this morning. One was, I have a great love of convertibles, and I never knew that Frank had a roadster, so maybe that's where that comes from. And the other one is concerning golf. And he was really a great golfer. I'm a terrible golfer. So obviously, I have Henry the golf score. I was wondering what happened. There was some disconnect for me. And I'm happy to know that I still have many, many years to get my hole in one. More than one. I'll look for my one. If I get it when I'm 80, I'll be thrilled. That's my quick. Anyway, some of my earliest memories go back to that store. And I spent a lot of time at that store, maybe more than Tom and Fred even spent at it, at least when I was younger, because my mother, you know, some people shop like every 2 weeks, every week. My mother shopped by the hour. But my mother didn't leave the house to shop. You know? She didn't have the internet, but she had me. So go down to the store, and I'm going to get these things. I would come back, and a half an hour, and she's, forgot a few things. Go back down to the store. So I would probably be there 3-4 times a day. And you know, Frank and Henry were always there, and I'll always picture them in their white apron, standing behind that meat case, and always had a smile on their face. And your dad, he was, you know, the gentlest, quietest man, and obviously that's probably not a trait that I picked up, which is why he lived to 95. And I'll blow a gasket someday. I got that Grabowski temperament. But anyway, it was just a great place to go. And you know, for a little kid to go down to the store, because I just didn't get to go in the store, I got to go in the back, I'd see the big meat freezer. And I remember that maple chopping block. It was in the new store. It was back on the left-hand side by the freezer. I remember watching him cut pork chops from a big pork loin, and the knife was going right through them. Wow, this is great. And they would take me in the basement, and you'd see the little conveyor belt that brought up the boxes and everything. And you know, I was in every part of that store. I even remember doing an inventory one time. I can even still remember the aisles. But you know, that was just a great place. And then, you know, some of those store trips, too. You know, you talk about a great temperament. My mother was kind of a particular person, you might say. So she would get a roast. She goes, I don't like that roast. Take it back. I don't like it. Go back down to that Frank. I want a better roast than that. You know, so I go back there. She doesn't like the roast. And, you know, obviously, he knew my mother a lot better than I did at that point. So he would give her a bit better roast. And hopefully, that would be it. But those were always great experiences for me. And I'll never forget that. So I'll never forget Frank. And then I want to fast forward, I guess, to, you know, maybe 10 years or so ago when my mother was in the final years, and I just know that, you know, I'm an only child. I look far away, but knowing that Frank and Cal were here and my mother could always depend on them, they took her a lot of places, they did everything for her, and that was a great comfort. And again, you know, whenever I was down, you know, he always had that smile on his face. He did it without a lot of any complaint, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate that from you, Cal. I appreciate that from Frank. I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Thank you.